Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's learn a little bit more about the Carolina Panthers, their new coach, a little bit of a new culture as Matt Rhule is on the scene after a terrific run in college, obviously Temple and Baylor. And Carolina, new quarterback. A lot of differences in Carolina. We're joined by their linebacker, who's been with us before. Shaq Thompson is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Shaq, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you guys?
We're doing well. How has it been under Coach Rhule and I guess a rookie coordinator as well and Phil Snow? It's a different situation down there. What's it been like for you guys?
It's been going good. As everybody know, we have OTAs or anything like that, so we had to kind of speed everything up and into training camp, so we had to throw all the defenses in and so forth. So, I mean, we're still figuring stuff out at the run, but they're doing a great job just making sure everybody gets it and is well-detailed, and we go out there and play our best.
Yeah, you know, the NFL season, I'm sure from your standpoint, felt this way as well. I know from mine it did, even though we knew training camp was going on. There were no preseason games. You weren't really hitting. Did it feel like it hit all of a sudden? Because it felt like very rushed. The first game happened. I was like, wait, we have football now.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, once you think about it, it's like, man, especially like as a new team, a new organization, new coaching staff, it's like, man, you wish you had those preseason games. But they did a good job just making us, you know, in practice, just making it like game-like situation. So we're going through every situation, adversity, some pops, oh, defense is up, or defense gets the ball, offense is up. So he putting us in different situational stuff in training camp to make us get our minds focused on, okay, this is what is going to happen in the game since we don't have preseason.
Well, not only no preseason, we're talking to Shaq Thompson, linebacker for the Panthers. You guys, every player that you drafted this year was a defensive player. Not a single draft pick was used on somebody on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, you've got a condensed summer. You've got, I don't know, whatever it was, 8 or 9 guys coming in that from college that have never played a snap in the NFL. A new staff, a new quarterback, totally new vibe. I mean, does it feel as if not that it needed a culture change. We love Ron Rivera, but does it feel truly different? Like, what is Matt Rhule? What makes him very different from Ron Rivera? What's the biggest thing that you pick up on him? I guess is what I'm trying to ask here.
Everything is done his way. We're all going to be on board and do everything the right way. And if not, then, you know what I mean, you may have to part. So, wow. I mean, that's what he's making guys buy in. And that's what we're starting to do. And the good thing is, like, we're all starting to figure out and play for each other. We're all starting to get comfortable with each other instead of just playing as a team. We're playing for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Let me ask you. Every coach has to do that. New coach comes in, and eventually there's attrition, man. Guys are going to just not fit. It is what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you, though, Shaq, you've been around the game for a couple of years now. It's a little different when a guy comes in from college. Granted, mm-hmm. he's had a lot of success at multiple universities, but when he's the sheriff and there's not a whole lot of wiggle room for the law, and he's coming from college, is it as received early on as it is now, maybe? Probably not, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's a little different, but it's just like, he knows what he's talking about. You know what I mean? I mean, he has success, like you said, at Temple, at Baylor. He has success, so he knows what success is, and he knows how his organization and his program or how he uses his process works. You know what I mean? He's been doing it since Temple, and all the guys who bought in, you can see what his record has been like since he was there for those amount of years. So, and that's what he's doing here.
You know, Shaq, I went to my first game last weekend. I was at the Giants game as they got their asses handed to them by the San Francisco 49ers. But it was so odd in the stadium. I was just telling BT this, without fans. And, I mean, they pump music in, and I think every stadium can do that now. So it's like there's a little bit of ambiance. But, you know, a touchdown happens or an interception happens. It's just like no reaction. It's just odd, yeah, man. What's it felt like for you guys?
It's like, well, I mean, we do it in practice. I mean, we talk about bringing our own juice, our own energy and stuff like that. And so that's how we're able to transfer that over from practice to the game, because we do it in practice. Everybody has that energy. Whether the offense scores or the defense gets a pick or something like that, we're still going to have that energy to make a game like.
Yeah, no, you have to do it that way. Now, the other big change happened on the other side of the football. Cam Newton is no longer with the organization. He's actually kicking ass up in New England right now. And Teddy Bridgewater is now the leader, offensive leader of this team. What's it been like without Cam in the locker room, and how's Teddy?
Cam's doing a great job. Congrats to him. But Teddy's a great leader. He steps up when he needs to. He's going to lead this team, and he's doing a good job with the offense. And just making sure everybody comes together, and we really mean when we break down the word family.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, I mean, it's obviously hurt now. We're talking to Shaq Thompson of the Panthers. You know, when you're around them as much as you are, and you've seen him do the things that he's done for years now, it's probably hard not to take some aspects of what Christian McCaffrey brings to the huddle offensively for granted, because you just, it's C-Mac. That's what he does. That's who he is. Now that you see the team without him, not that you don't appreciate Christian McCaffrey, but it, maybe a different level of maybe not awe, maybe that's a bit high, but certainly respect and admiration for just how great a player. I mean, Christian McCaffrey is just great. He's great.
Yeah, no doubt. He does it all. He makes his team go. He makes offense go. But we still have that mentality like, what's next? Okay, Christian's down. Okay, who's the next guy to pop up?
Yeah,
and be the face in that running back room. And I think Mike Davis did a good job coming in there and controlling the run and doing what he had to do. And we can't wait to get Christian back so he'd be able to hop on this train and still go.
Well, you got to have that. Shaq, you got to have that mentality, because if you don't, in this division, well, in the NFL in general, but in this division, you guys can get swallowed up quick. I mean, you guys have a win. The Falcons are 0-3. We know about Brady and we know about Breeze. There's been some, you know, rumblings. Drew's not the same guy. Based on what you thought the division might be before the season compared to where it is a couple of weeks in, is it the same or is it maybe a little different? It's a little different to us. Is it a little different to you?
No, everything, regardless of the record, the division's still going to be wide open. Doesn't matter about the records. You know this game, anything can happen at any given time. So, I mean, once they took those two losses, it was like, okay, yeah, this division is really open now.
You
got to go out there and just continue to play ball, continue playing our way and our brand on that field, and just let all that just fall in place. We know we don't need to worry about that. We just need to take one game at a time.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only way to look at it. I know you guys have looked at tape of Kyler Murray, and he's a little bit of a pain to deal with. How are you approaching this game, like Arizona this weekend? Kyler Murray was Rookie of the Year. He's athletic. We know that. He can throw the ball as well. DeAndre Hopkins is there. How do you attack him defensively?
You got to keep him in that pocket. We know he hurts defenses when he's outside that pocket, just like a Russell Wilson. He hurts you when he's outside the pocket and when he's mobile. So we just got to make sure our D-line just keeps him in that pocket and make him uncomfortable.
All right, man. By the way, you watching the hoops tonight? You want the Lakers or the Heat? Are you a basketball guy, Shaq?
I'm definitely not a basketball guy. I know my name is Shaq, but
Shaq?
I'm definitely not a basketball guy.
I mean, come on. It's almost illegal. How could Shaq not be a basketball guy? I got you.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to go for the Lakers.
Lakers. Like another front runner like the rest of America when it comes to the Lakers, right? I hear you, Shaq.
They're close to home, and they're a Cali team. So
that's all that matters.
I'm gonna go for them.
Wait, were you rooting for the Warriors too?
Yeah, I'm a Klay Thompson fan, and I'm a Kevin Durant fan. So, yeah, I was rooting for the Warriors.
Get that Brooklyn Nets hat too. You spread it out all across the map here. You're going to win something, right?
I follow KD.
I got nice. You. Listen, good having you on the show, Shaq. This should be a fun game. Looking forward to the matchup this weekend. Kyler Murray, he didn't play too well, But you obviously know he's gifted and a talented young player. So looking forward to the game, see what happens. Thanks a lot for hopping on.
Appreciate that, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.